if you'd like to turn in your scriptures to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll be reading verses 1 through 13, so the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give away all my possessions to charity, and if I surrender my body so that I may glory, but do not have love, it does me no good. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. It does not act disgracefully. It does not seek its own benefit. It is not provoked. Does not keep an account of a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there is a gift of prophecy, they will be done away with. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part and prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. So throughout this Advent season, we have been looking at the gospel of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ himself and what he brought based on the four Sundays of Advent, the titles we have given him of hope, peace, joy, and love. And hope plus the peace gave us joy. This Sunday, now we get to look at the greatest of them all. All because of love. All because of love, God stepped into the world. All because of love, he created us. If we read through the scriptures in Genesis, nothing else in creation was made in the image of God. Nothing else did God breathe his breath into to bring life. Because of love, we are created. Because of love, he never walked away from his people. After time and time again, you had the fall. Then you had his chosen people of Israel and the many wrongs that they did. He made a way, a time and time again, to be with his people. And then love brought Christ. You see, the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, I've always thought of them as an epic love story of the Father God redeeming his children, bringing them back into right relationship. All because of love did he choose to come down out of heaven, his rightful throne, his rightful place, come down into our broken world and say, I'm not going to leave it that way. He said, I love you too much to leave this world like that. Long ago, he could have snapped his fingers, wiped the slate clean. All right, let's make a new creation. And just spoke it out again. But he loves us too much. So he went on this epic journey of calling Abram, later to be Abraham, to create a nation, to show the world his light, gave the nation the laws of how to live righteously, but knowing that they would not be able to fulfill that, gave them the sacrificial system in order to come into right relationship by the blood of the sacrifice. Building in this sacrificial system into the covenant, knowing that they could not keep it, but to make it done for them, to do it all for them. Back in Genesis, at one point, Abraham was communing with God, and he set up this sacrifice, and he cut several of the sacrifices in half and spread them apart. And this was a natural thing back in that time, if you're coming into a covenant with someone. And what would happen in this ritual is each person within the covenant would walk through the sacrifice in between them, basically saying, if I break this, if I go back on my word in this covenant I'm making in blood, let me be like the sacrifices. And in that time, Abraham actually fell asleep, and God himself, no conditions, making a promise to Abraham that he would build up this nation and his descendants would be as many as the stars in the sky. God himself went through the sacrifices saying, I am going to keep my promise to you. He loves his people enough. He made an unconditional covenant to save. And then further on into the covenants, we get the Davidic covenant saying, I'm David, I'm going to put you on the throne and your descendants will be on the throne forever. Now, probably at that time, David was thinking, okay, my line in this reality is going to continue on, not having a clue of God promising forever. He's eternal, and there's eternal life to come that Jesus, from the line of David, will always be on the throne. God always keeps his promises. He made another covenant, a promise, and because of love, he keeps his promises. Also because he's perfect. That helps. But out of love, he comes down, and piece by piece, he says, I know you can't do this. I know you're fallen, broken, sinful. I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to make these covenants with you. I'm going to establish my reign, and here's one better. In Jeremiah chapter 31, he says, I'm going to make a new covenant with you, my people. This will not be like the covenant of old. I will write my law on your hearts. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Being born again, as Jesus said in John 3. Because of his love, he came down into this world, and through his blood will cleanse us of our sins and then write his law on our hearts so that we will be glorified with him throughout eternity. God loves us so much. He planned out everything and walks this path. Nothing will deter him from getting back to his people. Because if you remember, the very beginning, God is in the garden with his people. Further on with Israel, God told them how to build the tabernacle, the mobile temple, if you will, that as they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, God was in the center of his people, the tabernacle. And then God in Israel, God with his people. And now, Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Out of love, he sent his Son to make the new covenant. If we repent of our sins, call on Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have a new reconciled relationship with God the Father because the Holy Spirit now dwells within us. The promise of Jeremiah 31 fulfilled in this time with the Holy Spirit in us, in our hearts. All because he loved us. He gave us the perfect gift. That's why we come to this time of Christmas, of receiving that perfect loving gift. We show love to others. Because of Jesus, we are able to love and show love. The perfect love of God. The perfect love that is patient, love that is kind, love that does not brag, it is not arrogant, it does not act disgracefully, it does not seek its own benefit, it is not provoked, does not keep an account of wrongs. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Because love never fails. And God is love. God never fails. He never fails to keep his promises. And in the end, there is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And that's what we get to show people. That's what we get to tell them. The amazing love of God that has saved us from our sins, transformed us, made us new creation. Better than any present we could ever get under the tree. Because of that perfect, loving gift, we will always be with God. He will always be with us. When we're there 10,000 years, we'll have no less days to sing his praise. The amazing grace. Will you pray with me? Father God, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for this season of Advent where we can really focus on the amazing gift of Christ in our lives. Lord, we thank you for Christmas, that Jesus came into the world, that you saw us when we were still your enemies, broken and sinful. And you said, I will fix that. And you loved us. Lord, and we thank you for this congregation. Thank you for our families, our friends. Thank you for the love that is in all those relationships, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just pour out your love till it overflows. And we can't contain it. We just have to share that love with everyone we see. Like the Good Samaritan who took compassion, help us be compassionate to those around us, to show your love, your mercy, and your grace in all we do. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.